John, 21 CF 715, Mr. Jones and Mrs. Keck appear for the state. John is appearing pro se with standby counsel Mr. Nelson. The court was notified shortly ago that one of the jurors was having a car issue and thought they would be here by 9:15. So if we have any pre-juror issues, pre-trial issues to bring up, Mr. Jones, Mrs. Keck.
Nothing issues? From the people, Your Honor.
All right. Mr. Yon, any issues to bring up this time?
Your Honor, I just want to make note and hopefully come to a conclusion on this issue. As you know, I do my study time with Discovery at night. Upon finishing last night, officers usually count these here thumb drives. They counted the thumb drives, and I proceeded on down to the booking area of the jail to be ran through a scanner. On the way back, I noticed that I looked through the window in the, I believe it's central direction of the jail, window through the door, and my discovery box was laid open, and nobody was around it. I stepped back as I had passed the window originally. I stepped back to look, and a CO grabbed me and tried to push me away from the window, but I could fully see through the window of the door. My discovery box just sitting there open. This was approximately 3 to 5 minutes after they had already counted them, and nobody was in sight, but I also know there's offices there. I asked the CO, I said, hey, what's going on? Why? Who's in my discovery box? He said, nobody's in your discovery box. I said, it's clearly open and it shouldn't be, as I have this plastic clear lid that goes on it every time I'm finished, right after COs count the thumb drives. There was no officer present in that corridor, but my discovery box is open. I proceeded to ask him what they were doing in my discovery box. He said, they're counting things. I said, counting things? And he says, yes, your thumb drive specifically. I said, well, you could do that right there on top of the box. Plus, they've already done that. Your Honor, nobody should be in that discovery box. Nobody's entitled to that except for me and Mr. Jones here. We have come to an agreement a while back that officers would count that up right there in my presence, and if that box would be closed and remain closed until further presence of me. I'm in wonderment as to why I've had several issues with this discovery. People have literally taken thumb drives from my box and had them over a whole weekend. That is part of the reason I'm short on presentation right now. And now they continuously get into my box. The cameras will prove it. It's not just my word. It's the cameras of the institution. And they are a state employed, state and county employed institution. So the cameras shall be believed. It's not just my word, Your Honor. I would ask again that the courts order the cameras from July 7th in the early AM hours and last night, as there was not only once last night that officers got into that, but there was another time approximately around 6:15 to 7:15 that officers, they did approach me with the envelope full of thumb drives here, and they asked for one so that they could download some information on it. It shows that there are several times that the thumb drives have been out of my presence. I asked to be in the presence of officers when they utilized that thumb drive to put information on it and was denied. Your Honor, these are lowly level officers who are not entitled to this information. They're not even supposed to see this information, period. It that has caused prejudice since I've been here because all the officers know of this stuff. I would ask that a remedy be put in place for this issue. It is factual. It's not a claim.
Mr. Jones, care to respond?
Judge, with regard... No, I don't know that I have a response. I don't know anything what he's talking about. I'm not sure there is a remedy. I don't have a response.
Your Honor, if I may,
Mr. Young, let me rule upon what you're requesting at this point. The court is not going to conduct your discovery for you. That is on you as a pro se defendant. And so ordering the jail to do this, that, the other, produce videos, that's discovery. The court's not going to be doing your discovery for you. Number two, the jail is going to operate as a jail. And so if an officer or someone there needs to go through the box to make sure there's no contraband or anything else in there. The fact that they're in there taking inventory to count thumb drives, possibly and reasonably, could be based upon your raising issues that one was missing that has been since returned to you. Two different sides of the story of why it was out of there. And so, you know, they're protecting, I guess, themselves that, hey, there's this number of thumb drives. So until something comes up missing or something's been tampered with that you say was on there and now it's gone, there's not much I can do because they're running a secure facility which involves contraband, things like that, you know. And so if they need to look in the box to ensure that you're in compliance with the jail rules, they're going to look in the box.
If I may, Your Honor, it takes approximately 10 seconds to count out 10 thumb drives. You don't need to take the thumb drives in the other room. And I'd also mention that I don't know if you heard me or not, but the officers had already counted the thumb drives just 5 minutes previous to that. And a sergeant felt as if she had to go into these things. I will also notate for the record, things have already been tampered with and taken. Officers had my thumb drives over a whole weekend.
To disclose that anything was missing because of that, and we heard the explanation of why that was missing. That you allegedly threw it at one of the officers, and you say, no, I threw it in the box, and so there's a difference of stories on that, but nothing has been brought to my attention that's now missing off that thumb drive. So, again, it's a non-issue. They're going to run a jail like a jail, and they'll be allowed to do so. Anything else before or while we're waiting on the juror to arrive?
No, sir.
All right. So the court's going to be in recess until you get the last juror to appear, and then they'll start. So the case remains on your side, Mr. Young. Would you be calling additional witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor.
Who's like next?
I'd like to recall Mr. Timothy Schmidt, please.
Can you state your name and information for the record, please?
My name is Timothy G. Schmidt. I live at 4300 North Bottom Road, Quincy.
As I said, I apologize for calling again. I do not prefer to have you here. I just want to touch base on a few things. Mr. Schmidt, first off, I want to ask you again about the home when you walked in. I'll make it very brief. I potentially show you some exhibits also. When you walked in the home, you stated you noticed several things on the floor, correct?
Yes.
And one of them was a knife.
Yes, it was a railroad spike that was converted into a knife, yes.
And that's not a kitchen utensil, per se?
No.
You also noticed a can, correct?
Yes.
And that can would have been a 409 can?
Yes.
Are you under any knowledge as to, and I apologize once again, are you under any knowledge as to the claim or association with penetration of that can?
Objection, Your Honor, calls for speculation on part of this witness.
I'll overrule the objection and the answer if he knows.
No.
So there was none that you're aware of?
Objection, asked and answered.
Thank you.
Stand there.
And you entered the home, and you obviously saw these two items on the floor. Did you see any other items on that floor?
There were some other items towards the, there on the floor in the living room. It'd be just east of where that chair is, towards the bedroom.
And that would be, would that be, I apologize, I'm looking at the pictures from the picture view. Would that be the bedroom where you reside at, or?
It would be towards the bedroom where I reside at, yes.
By the stairs, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And not too in-depth, but I'd like to inquire about your living arrangements.
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance?
Your Honor.
Overruled. Let me answer.
And that's not the question yet, but I'd like to question in accordance to that. You do have a lot of things in your house, correct? A lot of collectibles, figurines of the such.
I don't know what you would consider a lot, but we have some, you know. I have a few items, and well, most people do have some things one way or the other.
Yes, sir, and would some of them figurines, as I stated, be glass or ceramic or maybe porcelain?
Yes.
And they would be staged and placed as home decor, correct?
Yes.
And could you state for the record where some of them items may be in reference to the kitchen, living room, and dining room floor plan?
Well, there's a cabinet there where we kept several things in.
And them would be cups, crystal maybe, silverware.
Judge, at this point I'm going to have to object for leading. If he's going to call this witness, he needs to conduct the examination properly.
Sustained.
And could you tell us what kind of items them are?
Well, I don't remember everything that was there. There was some Waterford crystal that was there. Let me think a minute. I think there were some vases in there, and maybe a few other items.
When you appeared home, or when you arrived home, none of them items were broke or ransacked, were they?
Not that I know of.
And is it safe to say that not everybody, even myself, would it be safe to say that your home is not 100% organized?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Sustained.
Are you completely organized in the placement of items in your home?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Sustained.
Mr. Schmidt, I'd ask you about the bedroom or sitting room directly to the right of the doorway when you walk in the entryway. Do you recall clothing being strewn over the couch?
There may have been.
What about boxes of Christmas lights or some kind of decorative lighting?
Well, yes, there would have been Christmas lights there. My wife was really big on Christmas, and some of those items may have been out there.
And would it be normal for other items such as bags, TJ Maxx bags, just to sit in random places in the home?
That's possible.
Okay, there was a couch located directly across from the green plaid chair, is that correct?
Yes.
And that would be a light gray suede couch, maybe?
Yes.
And in reference to the stairs, I'd like to ask you about the stairs in your home. How many sets of stairs do you have in your home?
Well, the the stairs that goes to the lower level, it makes an L. So there's the first set goes down, and there's a landing, and then there's another set of steps that goes to the lower level or the basement.
And in reference to that set of steps, the landings, would you say that the bottom steps are quite a bit less than the top set of steps?
Yes.
And if you go down the steps and approach the basement, would you consider your basement maybe a storage area for extra items or things that you do not normally use on a day?
There are some items there that we don't use all the time, yes.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce exhibits, if possible, to the witness. And these would be exhibits 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 through 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22.
You're wanting the bailiff to take the exhibits for the witness?
Yes, sir.
Judge, can we see those before they're shown to the...
Yes. You can show those to the state prior to taking those to the witness.
And Mr. Schmidt, you've had time to review them, correct?
Yes.
Are them a correct representation of what your home observed, and what you observed in your home the night of November 9th of 2021?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd like to record reflect the witnesses stated he has observed the pictures and they are a correct recollection of November 9th.
Word for word, Mr. Young, so the record will still reflect that.
And I could publish these to the jury if possible.
Right. Any objection, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Keck?
No, Your Honor. For the record, though, the record is clear. The photographs that the witness has in his hand are black and white copies, and I'm assuming what will play on the screen are color copies. I just want the appellate court to be aware of that if they look at those things so that they recognize the difference.
Yes, sir, they are.
So no objection to those being published to the jury.
And Mr. Schmidt, would this be a correct representation of Exhibit 6? That you hold in your hand?
Yes.
And that's of the night of November 9th of 2021, correct? As you entered your home in the kitchen, living room, dining room area.
Yes.
And I'd like to ask a couple questions concerning this area right here, outside of in front of the chair. Is that area normal for UNCL there on the ottoman and the table? And I can zoom in if you'd like. Would that be a normal representation of daily life?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Sustain.
Mr. Schmidt, would this be a correct... Would I be correct in assuming that that is natural there on that ottoman and table?
Objection, leading.
Is that natural?
Objection, leading.
You could rephrase the question. I'll sustain the objection.
Is that what you left your home? Is that the order you left your home in when you left, outside of the things on the floor there?
I honestly don't remember.
And I'd like you to go to number 7. And this is what you observed when you entered your home and upon your wife getting off the floor, getting help off the floor, correct?
Would you repeat that?
Once your wife was removed from the floor, once she was assisted off the floor, would this be a correct representation of what was the aftermath?
Yes.
And if you would, go to number 8. Would this also be a correct representation?
I'm going to object, Your Honor. I think it's a vague question. A correct representation of what?
Is this what you observed when you came home?
Again, of what?
Of the chair.
The rule with the clarification. Give me an answer.
I don't remember what was in that chair. You know, I was concerned about my wife, so...
Do you remember seeing anything in the chair?
I don't remember if there was anything in the chair or not.
And if you would go to number 9. In reference to the room of whatever direction it may be, to the right of the entryway when you walk in the home. Upon leaving home that day, were things left in this manner, such as the Christmas lights, the bag of clothing, the clothing strewn across the couch? I'll re-ask a question, Mr. Schmidt. Is that a correct representation of everyday living in your home?
Objection, Your Honor, vague.
I'll sustain the objection as vague.
Is that how your home is normally?
Again, Your Honor, I'm going to object as vague. If he wants to ask if that's what it looked like when he came home that night, that's fine. But when we're talking about is that what it looked like normally, that's vague, Your Honor.
Is that what it looked like when you came home that night?
I don't remember how that looked.
And if you would go to number 10. And in reference to number 10, Mr. Schmidt, is it normal for your home to appear like this daily?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague and relevance.
The objection. We keep asking the same question with the same phrasing, Mr. Young.
The relevance, Your Honor.
Stating it as vague. Ask a direct question. Mr. Jones just provided you with the language to use.
Is this how you left your home on November 9th of 2021? And I can zoom in for you if you need me to. Is that how your table was left that morning?
Well, we're going on 2 years here. I can't be that's positive about this. I would say there's... That is possible.
And if you look at 11, I'm going to go on, Ms. Schmidt, to number 12. You stated that TJ Maxx bags are randomly left around your home, correct?
No, I'm going to object, Your Honor. It's not what he said. He said it may not be unusual or possible for TJ Maxx bags to be left around the home.
Once again, it may...
Let me rule on the objection. The objection sustained.
It's possible that this bag was left there on that couch the morning you left of November 9th, 2021. You don't remember. Right.
I don't remember if that bag was there or not.
And, Mr. Schmidt, I have a specific question to ask. Once your wife was helped up off the floor, was she seated here on this couch?
Yes.
And, this couch here, could you tell us approximately where she was seated?
It would have been where the blanket was.
And, that blanket, what did she use that blanket for?
She really didn't use it much.
She didn't cover up with it?
No.
Mr. Schmidt, I'd like to ask, there was obviously bleeding to your knowledge, true?
Yes.
Do you see any blood on that couch? specifically in that area where one would have set? Or better yet, is there any blood?
Objection, Your Honor. He's asked a question. He needs to let the witness answer.
Correct, Mr. Yana. If you ask the question, the witness needs a chance to respond before moving on or rephrasing.
Yes, sir. So,
from looking at the picture here, I don't see any blood there.
And there's still not any blood on that couch, correct?
Objection, Your Honor. Leading.
I'll overrule the objection. It may help us to get this information.
Do you still have...
Hold on. Doing it again.
Apologize, Your Honor.
You asked a question. Let Mr. Smith give you an answer.
There is no blood on the couch as of now.
And you still have that couch, correct?
Yes.
At image exhibit 14, that is the cabinetry you speak of there in your home.
Yes.
And would that be a correct representation? I'm sorry, is that how items were when you came home the night of November 9th, 2021?
Yes.
And for the record, none of them are broke there, correct?
No.
Nor are they knocked over, also correct?
No.
Like to proceed on further, could you tell us what this room is utilized for, Mr. Schmidt?
Again, Your Honor, just so the record is clear, on the screen now is People's Exhibit 15, so the appellate court knows what the witness is being referred to.
All right, Defendant's Exhibit 15?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, sir. All right. This is Exhibit Number 15, Mr. Schmidt. Could you tell us what this room is utilized for?
To watch television.
And that would be where that chair there in the picture to the bottom left and the ottoman, that would be where someone sits and watches TV, correct?
Yes.
And is that normal? Is that a normal setting?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Is that ottoman normal?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Sustained.
Mr. Schmidt, was that how things were when you came home on 11/9/21?
I would say yes.
And does that appear to be ransacked?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Sustained.
I'll move on. To Exhibit 17, Mr. Schmidt. And this is a picture of the top banister of your staircase, I believe, and the open floor plan of dining room. Correct?
Yes.
And right here would be the stairs to the bottom left, true?
Yes.
And if you go to Exhibit Number 18, you stated that these stairs were the only stairs in your home, true?
Well, there's a step into the house and from the foyer into the living room, but besides that, yes, those are the only steps in the house.
And just for clarification, the step into the home, you said there's a step that would be singular, true?
Yes.
So these are the only steps that have multiple steps,
an actual yes.
staircase. And is that a correct representation of, I apologize, are them your steps in your home going down to the second landing?
Yes.
And that would be, I apologize, Exhibit Number 20 would be the second landing.
Yes.
And approximately how many steps do you believe are there?
Again, if we get clarification, is he talking from the landing to the basement to or to the bottom level, or from the top level to the landing?
We're talking from Exhibit 19's landing at the bottom of the first set of staircase to the basement in Exhibit 20.
Well, I've lived in that house for several years, but honestly, I don't count the steps in there. So,
but it's not too many, correct?
Well, I don't know how you would classify as too many, but
two, three, four, maybe at the most.
Yeah, for the lower level, I would say yes. There's probably four.
Thank you. If you would go to Exhibit Number 21, Mr. Schmidt.
Okay.
And is that the railroad spike knife we speak of?
Yes.
That was found on the floor that night at your home?
Yes.
And for clarification, that's not a kitchen utensil, is it?
No.
And could you provide us some insight as to what kind of handle that is?
It's a rubber handle.
It's a rubber handle?
Well, it's, as you can see, that's a railroad spike. If you look at the large head on that.
Yes, sir.
And the wrapping around there is, if I remember correctly, I believe that's rubber on there.
Would it be possible that it be string?
Screen?
String, a shoestring potentially.
It could be.
If you go to Exhibit Number 22, Mr. Schmidt, could you...
That looks like string, yes.
Looks like string. It's cloth string, correct?
Yes.
Mr. Schmidt, are you aware of DNA tests being done on that knife?
I'm not aware of all the DNA testing that went on.
Did you submit a standard, a buckle swab, as they call it, for DNA testing to exclude you or to test in reference to your DNA?
No.
You did not provide a buckle swab?
No.
DNA was done on all of these items.
Objection, Your Honor. Assumed facts not in evidence with this witness.
Overrule the objection at this point if you want to finish the question, and then we'll find out where we're going.
Are you, as I stated, DNA was done on all these items, Mr. Schmidt. Are you aware that your DNA was the only DNA?
Objection, Your Honor. One, that's not true. And two, it assumes facts not in evidence.
So the objection is sustained.
Mr. Schmidt, there were two people's DNA found on this knife.
Objection, Your Honor. This witness has already testified he doesn't know about the results of any DNA testing.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I will sustain the objection.
Mr. Schmidt, I'd like to step over to another issue concerning your leaving work on November 9th of 21. You previously stated in state's examination of yourself that you left work a little bit after 5.
Yes.
That's obviously around rush hour, correct?
Objection, Your Honor. I'm not sure that Quincy has a rush hour.
If he knows.
Well, I'm sorry. Do I answer?
Let me answer if you know if Quincy has a rush hour.
Well, at 6700 Broadway, which is 3/4 of a mile east of the bypass, there is some traffic out there at that time. What I considered a rush hour, that's to be determined, but it's not that busy.
And can you tell us the route you took in order to get to Farman Home that evening?
Well, I drove out to Broadway, and I took a left, and I drove down to Farman Home.
And Farman Home is also on Broadway?
It's on Broadway, yes.
You stated you were in Farman Home for approximately 40 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes, Drew.
I would say I didn't really time myself, but I was in there for a little while.
And then upon leaving Farman Home, Could you tell us the route you took to arrive home?
I believe I went to 36th and Broadway to the west, turned right at 36th and Broadway, and went out to Cook's Lane, and turned left on Cook's Lane and drove on home.
And you did you make any other stops on the way home?
No.
And approximately how long do you believe it took you to get from farm and home to your home?
I would say about 15 to 20 minutes, probably 15.
I'd like to step back very briefly. From 3/4 mile east, the bypass, the highway there, to your place of business. From your place of business to farm and home, do you recollect about how long it took you to get to farm and home?
Well, let's see a minute. That would be a little over a mile, so it didn't take very long.
And figuring in traffic, could you give an estimate?
Well, at that time of night, if there's much traffic, it's usually going east and not west. Now, there are some stop signs or stoplights in there, but I don't remember how many times I stopped on the way there, depending on the lights, but I don't know. It may have taken 5 minutes to drive there.
Okay. So we have 40 minutes at farm and home, approximately, correct?
Yes.
And we have 15 to 20 minutes to reach home from farm and home.
Yes.
Also correct. That's approximately 55 minutes an hour, give or take. True?
Yes.
And we have the fact that you left work, your place of work, about 10 minutes after 5?
Objection, Your Honor. That's not what the witness testified to. He testified he left around 5.
Sustained.
You actually testified that you left shortly after 5.
Objection, Your Honor. The witness said he left around 5. So let's get what he said right, and the witness can base his question, or the defendant can base his questions on what the witness actually said.
Sustained.
When do you close your place of business, Mr. Schmidt?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So you obviously left after 5, true?
Yes.
And approximately how long after 5? How long does it take after you lock the doors of your business to leave the parking lot?
Well, it doesn't take very long. You get in the car and you drive down the driveway. I would say less than a minute.
And you don't walk out the door at exactly 5 p.m.?
Well, not exactly. And there's also a woman that works out there in the office that has a key. And from time to time, I may leave a few minutes before she does.
But on November 9th, 2021, do you remember when you left?
Objection, Your Honor. The witness has already answered this. He left around 5.
Sustained.
So that puts you 40 minutes farm and home, 20 minutes to drive home, approximately.
Objection, Your Honor. The witness said it was 15 minutes to drive home.
15 to 20. So I'll overrule the objection.
That's 55 minutes. And if you figure in the time it took you to get from work, leaving work, to farm and home, that's approximately 10 minutes. Would that be safe to assume?
Would you repeat that?
We have the 40 minutes. You're at farm and home. We have the 15 to 20 minutes that it took you to get home from farm and home. That's approximately 55 minutes to exactly an hour. True?
Yes.
And then I step back a bit, and from leaving work to arriving at farm and home, it obviously had to take you some minutes. I'm sure it did not take 2 minutes. True?
Objection, Your Honor. Leaving
Hey. Been asked and answered, Mr. Yanni said approximately 5 minutes.
You remember making that 911 call?
Yes.
And you stated you made that in the garage?
Yes.
Mr. Schmidt, you made that in the garage and you made that by yourself as stated, I believe, 2 days ago. Do you recollect what you stated in that phone call to the 911 operator?
I told them my wife had been raped.
And were there any other details you placed forth?
Well, I told them what my name was and the address of the house. And that's all I can remember as of right this very minute.
Mr. Schmidt, prior to this date, did you receive a subpoena for phone record?
Yes.
And you filled that subpoena, correct?
Yes.
What were, to the best of your recollection, what were the dates for the phone records?
Well, that would be on the phone records. I didn't look at all that.
They were for the month of November, correct?
Yes.
And did you review them records, Mr. Schmidt?
No.
Them were in request to this case, true?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I introduce the phone records?
Objection, Your Honor.
Grounds.
Hearsay, lack of foundation.
Sustained on those grounds.
Your Honor, it is not hearsay. Mr.
Court's ruled, Your Honor.
You did not review the phone records?
No, I did not.
And do you recall what time you made a 911 call?
It was a little after 6 o'clock, right after I went home.
If I said that there...
Objection, Your Honor. I know what he's going to ask next, Your Honor, and if he's going to, it's going to be an objectionable question that the jury is not allowed to hear. If we need to discuss it outside the presence of the jury, we should do that. But
we must do, Your Honor. We must do.
All right. We can have the bail of the company and the jury to the jury room. For the record, the jury is out of the courtroom, and Jones, you have an objection.
Yes, I believe the question the defendant is about to ask started with, if I told you, and I believe the defendant is going to ask, if I told you that the phone records don't show a 911 phone call at 609 or something to that effect. My objection is threefold. One, we've been down this road, and the court has already heard that 911 calls are not recorded on phone records. That's been...
Objection, Your Honor.
Let him make his argument. We'll have a chance to respond, Mr. Young.
That's been dealt with. Two, those phone records are inadmissible. So it's inadmissible for the defendant to ask this witness a question about inadmissible evidence that he has not laid a foundation for. And three, this witness...
Why are the phone records inadmissible?
Well, the court... They haven't been introduced at this point. Okay. I apologize. I misspoke.
Phone
they
have not been, admitted.
Correct. Okay. And three, this witness has testified he's not reviewed those records. So he doesn't have a basis to testify as to whether or not a phone call is on those records or not because he didn't review them.
Your Honor, as promised.
Your Honor, my foundation was the question of when Mr. Schmidt called 911. The basis is that there is no 911 call or non-emergency call on these records here. And the jury shall see that because these records are accurate, certified, and true. They are certified and true through subpoena and through the company who Mr. Schmidt's phone account, the line that he called, allegedly called 911 on this night. Judge, I have records for 11-9-21 right here in my hands. I have labeled them Exhibit 90 and 91. Judge, there is no 911 call on these records. There is no non-emergency call. And there is no call for 6:09 p.m. In fact, there's calls for restaurants and the likes. Instead of hospitals, emergency services, other natural thing, natural places you would call when something like this happens, Your Honor. I believe it's very, very relevant. If I could, I'd have the bailiff approach you with these records here.
I believe this was brought up during one of the pretrial motions. So,
Your Honor,
where are the records, Mr. Young?
Your Honor, it was brought up in reference to a motion to dismiss.
Right. So I'm aware of the records, Mr. Young. I don't need to observe them yet again.
I would ask that the courts admit them as discovery.
And there is not a discovery admission for exhibits. You must lay the proper foundation to introduce an exhibit and if there is an objection. And there is an objection to this proposed exhibit, sir. And so this witness would not be able to lay the foundation necessary to admit the exhibits you're seeking to have admitted.
Your Honor,
anything else you would like to argue on that issue?
I'd like to proffer these so that the appellate courts could review them if needed.
Mr. Jones, any objection to the proposed exhibits being proffered for the record?
If we can see them, we've never gotten a copy of them.
All right. So if we can get those to the state to review. And are those marked the defendant's exhibit 90 and 91 as you've referenced, Mr. Young?
No, Your Honor, I took them off since they weren't going to be exhibits.
Okay. We need to mark them to identify for the record in the appellate court if necessary. So,
Judge, I have no objection to the proffer, but I do want the record to be clear that we have never been provided with notice of intent to use those records, never been provided with notice of a business records affidavit. There is not a business records affidavit that is attached to those records. And again, we've never been given a copy of those records in this case. So I have no objection to the proffer, but I want the record to be clear as to the lack of foundation, the lack of business records affidavit, no certification of those records, no notice to us of the use of business records affidavit. And again, we've never been given a copy.
All right, so let's address those issues one at a time. Mr. Young, does the proffered exhibit contain a business records affidavit or certification?
No, Your Honor.
All right.
Except for their certified documents from the phone company.
All right, but they do not contain an affidavit or certification as a business record. Is that correct?
No.
It's not correct or it is correct?
That is correct.
Then the next issue, have you provided copies of those documents to the prosecution prior to today?
Your Honor, we're all well advised and well versed in this area. The prosecution.
It's a simple yes or no. Have you provided copies of those documents to the state prior to today?
I did through motion, and the state received them through subpoena and got to review them when they were subpoenaed. They did not go directly to me. They went through the courts and the state first. As everybody well knows, everything goes through the courts and the state first.
Mr. Young, did you provide a copy to the state in discovery in response to their motion for discovery?
No, Your Honor. It was in place for the motion.
So the information provided by the state, Mr. Jones, is accurate. We will have those proffered exhibits marked as defendants' proffered exhibits A and B?
They're marked 90, Your Honor. They are still marked 90.
So. All right. So they'll remain marked as defendants' exhibits 90 and 91.
I'd like to notate that the subpoena is the top document. And there is 1 through 9 pages in the account summary and 1 through 24 for phone history. And they are combined pages.
All right. Has a defendant's exhibit 90. Okay, these are front and back, but there are 10 pages.
Yes, there's 10 pages, Your Honor, and...
And so there is not a defendant's 91, because is there something in addition to this?
Would you request that I put a 91 on the phone records?
The 10 pages in my hand that I just talked about.
Very marked exhibit.
Defendant's number 90.
That's fine with me, Your Honor.
Clear record. That's everything you're talking about in proffer.
Yes, sir.
10 pages.
Your Honor, there should be a...
Let's have the bailiff hand it back to Mr. Yon. He can confirm such for the record. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Remember it, Your Honor.
All right. So that's the complete proffer marked as defendant's exhibit 90, 10 total pages. All right. Does either side wish a brief recess to use the facilities, or do you want the jury brought back in?
I'm fine.
You fine, Mr. Yon?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right. So the bailiff can return the jury for Yon. We're examining or questioning Tim Schmidt. So,
Mr. Schmidt, just to refresh your memory, you stated you were subpoenaed for phone records, correct?
Objection, Your Honor. We just dealt with this.
Mr. Yon, the court sustained that objection.
Your Honor.
We need to go down a new path.
I'm just letting the witness know where we're at, Your Honor.
He was here. He knows. So next question, sir.
Okay. And you did provide those records.
Objection, right? Your Honor. Asked and answered, and we've gone down this path.
Mr. Schmidt,
objection.
Are you aware that there was no 911
objection,
call?
Your Honor.
I will sustain the objection, Mr.
There was
Yon.
No 911
objection, call. Your Honor.
I'll ask the bailiff to have the jury return to the jury room, and we'll address this.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Yon, the court has sustained the objection to your proposed Exhibits 90, which are the purported to be the telephone records of Mr. Schmidt that were provided to you in response to a subpoena. And so that means the jury is not to hear about those records, sir. We need to move on to the next topic rather than trying to get around my ruling with continued and repeated questions regarding those records, sir, because they are not admissible into evidence.
Your Honor, I didn't even get to fully ask my question.
You were proceeding into that same area, Mr. Yon. You need to move on. This witness doesn't have knowledge of those records, sir. Now, if you want to ask something different about his knowledge, then great. But I don't want you referencing those documents again in front of this jury because they have not been admitted and you've made your proffer of evidence. It's impermissible to do so. Be prepared to proceed on. We'll have the jurors brought back in.
Can we take a brief recess, Your Honor?
That's what we're doing right now with the jury out, sir.
Yes, Your Honor, we're prepared.
Let's have the bailiff bring the jurors back in. For the record, the jurors have returned to the jury box, and Mr. Yon was resuming his questioning of Mr. Schmidt. Mr. Yon, when you're ready with your next question.
Mr. Schmidt, on 11-9-21, did you report an emergency?
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled.
I called 911.
And Mr. Schmidt, not going to reference to anything I was asking you earlier. Is it possible that that call was made after 6:30 p.m.?
I don't think so. I would say I called 911 right after I came home.
Is it possible that there was not even a call made this night?
I called 911 when I came home.
And as you stated, it was you on the recording, Drew.
I called 911 when I came home, and a lady answered the phone.
Thank you. Mr. Schmidt, I want to delve off into something your wife stated to you that has already been placed on the record. She stated to you that the male made her take her top off. Is that true?
Yes.
So, CL, your wife, did relay this to you?
Yes.
And briefly, could you cover them other claims that she relayed to you?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for a narrative answer.
Sustained.
Could you relay to us any other claims made?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for a narrative answer.
Sustained.
Did your wife relay to you that she was thrown downstairs?
Yes.
And that would have been the stairs that you saw in the exhibits of your home, true?
Yes.
And did your wife, once leaving for the hospital, did she walk out of that home?
Yes.
What exit did she take?
She took the exit out the front of the house. There is a front door there.
And that would be in the foyer
area. In the foyer area there.
And go ahead.
I don't know if she went out the foyer or through the garage.
You took her to the hospital, true?
I did not, no.
Do you know who took her to the hospital?
She was with her daughters.
Mr. Schmidt, you recently come forward and stated that the jewelry the male was wearing upon arrest was your wife's. True?
Would you repeat that?
You recently come forward, I believe, to one of the deputies here and attested to the fact that the jewelry defendant was wearing upon arrest, wearing on his wrist and neck, were your wives.
Judge, I'm going to object at this point. The witness testified and was shown the jewelry on the defendant's wrist and said that the watch was his wife. That's what he testified to. I don't know about any deputy, but that's what he testified to.
I'll sustain the objection. Let me rephrase the question.
Are you aware of a watch and a bracelet on the defendant's wrist, or on the defendant's wrist at the time of arrest?
The photos showed that the watch and the bracelet were being worn by the defendant.
And you state the photos show that. Have you verified them to be yours or your wife's?
Yes.
What about the necklaces on the defendant's neck? Do you recall them?
No, I don't recall the necklace on the defendant.
Do you recall a watch your wife wore at any point in time?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Sustained.
Do you recall a specific watch your wife wore?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague. What watch are we talking about?
Your Honor, if I could, I had a deputy take Exhibit 26, Exhibit 27, and Exhibit 39 to the witness.
Bailiff, would do so, please.
As in reference to Exhibit 26, is that your wife's watch?
Yes.
What about the bracelet?
Yes.
And I'd ask you to step over to 28. The 28, Mr. Schmidt, is, or excuse me, I apologize, 27. Sorry, Exhibit 27. That would be two necklaces.
Those look like her necklaces.
But can you possibly identify them as being hers?
Yes, I believe they are.
You believe they are. If you would, go to Exhibit 39. Do you recognize that watch?
No, I do not.
I'd like to publish these for the jury, Your Honor. And they are Exhibit 26, 27, and 39.
Any objection?
26 and 27, no objection because the witnesses identified them. 29, he indicated he doesn't, or I'm sorry, I don't know what the last number was.
39.
39, we object because this, there's been no foundation for it. The witness testified he's never seen that watch.
So you may publish defendant's exhibits 26 and 27 having been identified by this witness as the items belonging to CL 39. What would the relevance be, Mr. Young?
Your Honor, the relevance with 39, it was found at the scene of arrest and declarant CL, she placed claim on that watch. The other relevance would be that, and I would get to this later with Ms. Miller, the other relevance would be that the items of 26 and 27 actually were not CL's.
All right. Well, 26 and 27 may be published to the jury, but we'll have to hold off on 39 at this point until someone identifies what that is. Since he testified, he did not write it.
Mr. Schmidt, are them the... Is that the watch and bracelet you pointed out in, as being your wife's in Exhibit 26?
Yes.
You are positive of that. If I could give you a different view if you'd like. Is that a positive identification?
Yes, I believe those are hers, yes.
And if you would, here is Exhibit number 27, and those are necklaces on the defendant at the time of arrest. And you said you believe you could identify those, correct? There, I zoomed in for you once more.
My wife had a lot of jewelry. I believe that that necklace was hers.
Are you aware that your wife placed a record of stolen property?
Objection, Your Honor, hearsay.
Overrule is simply whether this witness is aware of such.
Are you aware that your wife placed a report called a record of stolen property with Adams County Sheriff's Department?
Yes.
And were you present during that time?
No.
Mr. Schmidt, at any time on November 9th of 2021, did you go to the hospital?
Yes.
Do you recall around what time that may have been, or around, can you associate any specific events that would help you elaborate on the time that you proceeded to the hospital?
Judge, it's a compound question. He asked for events and he asked for a time. I think he needs to pick one or the other.
Same.
Do you remember approximately when you went to the hospital?
It was after my wife went.
Around about what time did your wife go?
I didn't look at my watch.
Did you stay at that hospital the remainder of the night?
I stayed at the hospital until approximately 10:30.
And then where did you proceed to after that?
I hadn't had any supper, and I went out to 36 and Broadway and got a pizza.
In reference to you going out to get a pizza, was that the only eatery that you associated yourself with that night?
Objection, Your Honor, relevance?
Your Honor, the relevance is I'm trying to get to a time frame to give the jurors and the people here information on the full extent of the night so as to make a determination in the end, because there are many, many, many discrepancies.
I will sustain the objection.
Mr. Schmidt, did you go to the Abbey restaurant that night?
No.
Did you go to Texas Roadhouse that night?
Objection, Your Honor.
No.
Are we going to go through every restaurant in town that he didn't go to? He said he went to get a pizza.
Did
you? I'll sustain the objection.
Did you call any restaurants that night?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
Sustain the objection.
Mr. Schmidt, are you aware of a rosary in this situation?
Am I aware of a rosary for what?
A rosary that was that had anything to do with this situation?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague. What situation are we talking about? Again, we all know there's a rosary. If he wants to refer to the exhibit, we can do it that way.
Sustained.
We're here on CF-715. It's a criminal sexual assault. It's a home invasion.
Mr. Young, direct his attention to the specific rosary you're asking about, and then we'll be able to get to where you're going.
There was a rosary included that was alleged to be stolen from your residence, true?
Yes.
And do you remember what that rosary looked like, what it was made of?
It was a white rosary.
It was white. Was it plastic? Was it metal?
Well, rosaries are made with a chain, and they have beads on them. And people that pray those know that. And the beads on there, it was my wife's rosary. I believe they were pearl or some type of a white bead on there.
Are you aware of your wife clearing them as not hers?
Objection, Your Honor. That would be hearsay.
Sustained.
Could I have the deputy develop, show these to the witness, Your Honor, introduce?
What are these? What are you referencing?
They are 31 and 32 pictures of rosary.
All right.
No objection to those being shown to the witness.
All right. So available to defense exhibits 31 and 32 to the witness for the record that has been done.
That is the rosary that you are in being questioned of?
Yes.
And you're aware that the defendant was wearing that, correct?
Objection, Your Honor. Assumes facts not in evidence.
Thank you.
Sustained.
That is it. Would that be a positive identification?
Objection, Your Honor. The witness has said that that's the rosary they're talking about. I don't know positive ID what he's talking about. The witness has answered his question.
Sustained.
I'll take them back, Your Honor.
Well, at this point, you've shown them to a witness as a exhibit.
And I'd like to publish them to the jury, if possible.
Oh, okay. Do you have those for the screen, sir?
No okay. Objection, Your Honor, to them.
All right. So no objection to those being published for the jury.
And that would be exhibit number 31 that you have in your hand, correct?
Yes.
And exhibit 32, that would also be it, correct?
It appears to be the same one.
Mr. Smith, I don't want to hold you up too much longer. Mr. Smith, did your wife drink alcohol?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance?
Sustained.
You've been with CL approximately 36 years. Would you say that she bruised easily?
Objection, Your Honor. This witness is not an expert in bruising. Also, easily is a vague term.
I'll overrule if he knows.
Not really, no.
Upon entering the home on 11/9/21, did you see any bruising on her?
I don't remember.
There was none on her hand?
Objection, Your Honor, asked and answered. He said he didn't remember.
Overrule the answer.
I don't remember.
You're, Mr. Schmidt, how regularly did you touch that knife that was located there in your home?
Again, Your Honor, I'm going to object at this point. For the record, I think we need to be clear about what we're talking about. I think he's referring to the knife that was shown in his photographs, exhibits 21 and 22, but I think we need to be clear for the record. So that's my objection.
Your Honor, you're asking about the railroad spike knife?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, I'm asking about the railroad spike knife.
All right.
That was found on the floor.
All right. So the witness knows which knife we're talking about. Question was, how often did you touch the railroad spike knife?
Not very often.
And Do you remember where that was located previous to?
It was in the drawer in the kitchen underneath the microwave.
I'd like to bring an exhibit back up, Your Honor. If possible, exhibit number 6 on the screen.
Any objection?
No.
No objection.
And there in the picture where the hand is circling, is that the drawer you speak of?
Yes.
And that would be up under the microwave right here, correct?
Yes.
And Mr. Schmidt, in reference to them drawers, all the drawers in the kitchen, when you entered the home, how many drawers were open?
I don't remember.
Was it several, a numerous number, or was it singular?
I don't remember.
And Mr. Schmidt, as stated before, your wife remained on the floor until deputies arrived. True? Would that be true?
Yes.
And deputies helped her up to that couch, correct?
Yes.
Did you associate in helping her up to that couch, or were you somewhere else in the...
I was there in the room, but the deputies assisted her to get up.
Thank you. I don't know if I covered this in cross-examination on State's behalf, but I'd like to ask you, how is the cell phone service up there at your home?
It works pretty good.
So you, outside of storms on a normal day, you wouldn't have reception issues?
No.
Your Honor, one more question. Were you relayed anything by CL as to necklaces being ripped off her neck?
I don't recall.
What about being slammed into a chair or couch, piece of furniture?
No.
She did not make them that statement?
I don't recall.
And in reference to being thrown down them stairs, did she say how far she went or where she landed?
She went down to the landing.
She went down to the landing, and need one moment. If I may, Your Honor, I'd like to bring up Exhibit 19 again. And that would be the landing you're referencing to.
Yes.
And Exhibit 18, Mr. Schmidt, that would be the top of these stairs?
Your Honor, for the record, we've now went to Exhibit 18 on the screen.
Your Honor, that's all I have for this witness.
Okay. Mr. Jones or Ms. Keck, any?
Thank you, Your Honor. Just a few questions, Mr. Schmidt.
Okay.
Mr. Schmidt, on November 9th, 2021, around 6 p.m., you came home from work.
Yes.
When you came home, you entered in through your garage and you noticed a broken door that had been kicked in.
Yes.
And you came into your living room. Yes?
Yes.
And you saw your 77-year-old wife on the floor.
Yes.
The person you had been with for 38 years on the floor.
Yes.
Bleeding.
Yes.
From her body. And she told you, they just raped me.
Yes.
At that point, you weren't really concerned about looking for bruising on her body, were you?
I was not concerned about bruising or clothing or anything. I was concerned about my wife.
You wanted to get her help?
I wanted to get her help.
And you called 911?
I called 911.
Thank you, sir. That's all the questions I have.
Can you redirect?
Your Honor, yes. Previously, you stated that she did have clothes on, though, correct?
I stated that she had something on her top.
Mr. Schmidt, just a little while ago, you stated that they made her take her top off.
Objection, Your Honor. Leading.
That's all I have, Your Honor.
Any recross?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Young, may Mr. Timothy Schmidt be released from his witness subpoena?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Jones or Mrs. Keck for the people?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Young, you ready to call your next witness?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Who's that going to be?
I'd call Ilsa Terrell.
All right.
Ms. Terrell, I apologize for you being called today.
Your Honor, if we could get to the questions. He's apologized to every witness so far today about calling them. It's his choice to call them. Let's just get to the questions.
It definitely is.
And start with the questions, please.
Ms. Terrell, you were present on 11-9 of 21, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about that night, to the best of your recollection?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
Sustained.
Can you tell me if you were to have received a call that night?
Yes.
And that specific call was in reference to a home invasion, sexual assault, among other hijacking and other charges, correct?
Yes.
Who called you relaying this information to you?
Tim Schmidt.
Tim Schmidt, and that is your stepfather, correct?
Yes.
Did you proceed to go to the scene immediately?
Yes.
And that would have been, obviously, what we've all known to be 4300 Bottom Road. Upon arriving to the scene, what did you do?
I got out of my car, and I had to stop in the driveway. They wouldn't let us go any farther into the house.
So you were obviously weren't able to enter the home?
No.
And did you see your mother at that time?
No.
When was the first time you saw your mother?
When the sheriff let us come in, which I don't know the time frame.
And you, in reference to come in, what do you mean by come in?
That I could look at my mother.
And that was in the home?
Yes.
That was more than likely later at night. You state you don't remember a time that you were able to enter the home?
Right.
And when you entered the home, where was your mother?
On the couch.
She was on the couch. How was she seated on that couch, to the best of your recollection?
I don't remember.
Ms. Terrell, after entering the home and seeing your mother seated on the couch, how long do you recall her being there before leaving for the hospital, if you could take a guesstimate?
My time frame when I got to see my mother?
Yes, from the time entering the home into...
I really can't remember. I mean, it was a little while.
It was a little while?
Yeah.
So 15, 20...
I really can't recall.
If I could, like, backtrack a second. You stated you were outside...
Yes.
The residence, and you weren't let in.
Right.
I don't know if I asked approximately how long do you think it was that you were waiting to be let into the home?
I can't give a definite time, but well over an hour.
Well over an hour. And you arrived, obviously, after deputies arrived?
Yes.
And the first deputy arrived at 6:27. You waited for approximately an hour, which leads us to 7:27, correct?
I would object, Your Honor. The witness stated she didn't know what time she got there. So, yes, an hour after the first deputy arrived is 7:27, but this witness doesn't know what time she got there.
Sustained.
You waited outside for about an hour, though.
Over an hour.
Over an hour, you waited outside, and then you were able to enter the scene and see your mother.
With being escorted with the sheriff.
Yes. And upon entering the scene, you don't remember how long it was before your mother left for the hospital.
No, I don't.
Did you take your mother to the hospital?
No, I did not.
Do you recall who did?
My sister, Heidi.
Your sister, Heidi. Okay. Thank you.
And while you were in a scene seeing your mother, how far in the scene did you proceed?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague. How far into the scene? I don't know what we're talking about.
Sustained, if you can be a little more specific about where she went.
Your mother was there in the living room. Did you proceed any further than the living room?
No.
Do you recall what your mother was wearing?
I do not.
But she was wearing clothes of some sort?
As what I could see from where I was standing, yes.
You were there the whole time until your mother did go to the hospital?
Yes.
Did your mother need a change of clothes?
Yes.
And in order to gain that change of clothes, do you recall how she did so?
I don't, could you rephrase that?
Or do you recall how she gained them clothes? Because she obviously had to have a change of clothes from what she was wearing on the couch to the clothes that she went to in the hospital, correct?
She wore the clothes that she had on in the couch to the hospital.
And you yourself did not gain any other clothing for her?
I did.
And did she change that clothing there?
No.
In reference to the clothing that she was wearing when she went to the hospital, you stated in your video statement, and you did make a video statement, correct?
I did, yes.
And you stated in your video statement that you still have her pants that she wore to the hospital?
Yes.
And you also stated that she was bleeding excessively, profusely, maybe not verbatim, but that she was bleeding a lot.
Well, Your Honor, I'm going to object. If he's going to talk about her statement, he needs to confront her with what she actually said. Not verbatim, verbatim. And he needs to ask her that question.
Rephrase the question.
Was your mother bleeding a lot?
Yes.
And was it so much that it went through her clothing?
I was not present for that part, or to see that.
Give me one moment, please. Ms. Terrell, Terrell, however you pronounce it, I apologize if I'm wrong. You stated you did not proceed any further into that home. And then directly after that, by, I believe, two or three questions, you stated that you went and retrieved other clothing for your mother. Could I ask which one it may be?
Well, my understanding was when I came into the home, when you asked that question, I did not proceed any further. And then when you asked for the change of the clothes, I did say I did go to get her a bra. I was also escorted with a sheriff who I went four steps to a laundry basket.
You proceeded four steps to a laundry basket?
Yes.
And where was that laundry basket?
In the north bedroom.
And do you recall what you retrieved for her?
Nothing. I couldn't find what she had asked me to get.
So you retrieved no clothing for her?
And no.
She did not take any?
No.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce Ilsa Terrell's statement. Give me one moment. I'll ask some questions and I'll introduce it. Do you recall a watch your mother wore?
Yes.
And how often did she wear this watch?
Daily.
Daily. And do you recall what that looked like?
It was gold with a black face.
With a black face. And did it have any diamonds in it?
I don't remember.
Your Honor, I'd like to pull up exhibit number 26.
No objection.
Do you recall that watch as being the watch?
Yes.
And while we're here on the picture, Ms. Ilsa Terrell, do you recall that bracelet?
Yes.
And you stated that you were not able to retrieve any clothing for her.
Objection. Asked and answered.
Asked and answered. Ms. Terrell, your sister took your mother to the hospital, correct?
Objection. Yes. Asked and answered.
And did you stay at the scene? Did you stay at the scene?
I went to the hospital.
How did you arrive there?
I drove my own vehicle.
And were you present for that night? Could you tell us if you were present?
I was.
And you were in the hospital?
I was at the hospital.
You were at it?
Yes.
But were you in the hospital?
Oh, you couldn't be in the room. It was COVID time.
So you weren't present for an exam?
No, I was not.
Obviously, it was COVID time, so your sister sit outside with you, too.
No.
Where would she have been present?
She was in the room.
It was, Ms. Terrell, Ms. Terrell, you stated in your statement that the male hit your mother several times. True?
Yes.
As did the female?
Yes.
And as did the female were a verbatim statement, was a verbatim statement, correct? To the best of your memory?
Your Honor, objection. As a verbatim statement from who? The witness is, he's asking the witness about a statement that she gave to the police about what her mother told her. So, verbatim as to who?
I apologize, Your Honor.
Clarify the question.
You did state that to police, correct?
Yes.
And is that something your mother relayed to you?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce the witness's statement.
Objection, Your Honor. Foundation.
Lay foundation?
Your Honor, the witness clearly has given falsified information.
Objection, Your Honor.
Mr. Young, you need to lay the foundation for the statement to introduce it as an exhibit.
Ms. Terrell, do you remember when you give that statement?
Yes, the day after my mother's funeral.
And that would have been December 17th?
December 18th is when we had our funerals.
December 18th. And do you remember the time that you gave that statement?
I do not.
And who did you give that statement to?
I do not remember.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce the statement at hand by Ms. Ilsa Terrell. The statement was...
Objection, Your Honor. Foundation.
You laid the foundation, Mr.
Your Honor, I could complete the foundation after the statement is...
No.
Introduced.
You will need to lay the foundation for the statement first.
Your mother did tell you that these offenders hit her several times.
Objection. Ask and answer.
Sustained.
Did she relate to you how they hit her or what they did to her?
Objection, Your Honor. At this point, it's hearsay.
Your Honor, there's been a lot of hearsay already admitted, and the state introduced hearsay in the beginning.
Yes, and the state had a hearsay exception. So if you would like to direct my attention to what hearsay exception you believe the answer to that question would be based on, then let me know, because I'm not aware of one.
Your Honor, I don't know of a hearsay exception that would qualify, but I'm asking
to... So the objection is sustained.
And do you remember, or you stated you don't remember the clothing your mother was wearing that night?
No.
You wouldn't be able to recall if it was a long-sleeve shirt?
No.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce Exhibit Number 24 and 23.
Bailiff would take Defendant's Exhibits 24 and 23 to the witness. It will look like he has done so.
Do you recognize either of them items, Ms. Terrell? Ms. Terrell?
No.
Your Honor, I'd like to publish these for the jury.
Objection, Your Honor. The witness has testified that she doesn't recognize him, and there's been no foundation for either exhibit.
Sustain the objection.
Thank you. I'll take them back, Your Honor. Ms. Terrell, are you aware of an interview done? And I'm not going to jump into hearsay, Your Honor. Are you aware of an interview being done the next day?
Yes.
And that was where at?
My hair salon.
And that interview was done with your mother, correct?
Yes.
Ms. Terrell, I want to ask you, how did your mother appear that day during that interview?
In shock and wanted the nightmare to be over.
Was she laughing and giggling during this interview?
At times, over things that had to do with family and things, because that's how she dealt with her trauma.
And you said unrelated things?
I said with her family.
With?
And for her family and those things.
So you state that she was laughing in reference to
thinking of her children and happy times with her children.
And happy times. You're positive she wasn't laughing about scenarios claimed and placed forth in this occurrence of hijacking, home invasion, and kidnapping?
I'm going to object, Your Honor. Vague. I don't know that anybody understands that question.
To make the question more clear, Mr. Young, I'll sustain the objection.
In reference to her testimony in that interview.
Objection, Your Honor. It wasn't testimony in the interview.
Sustained.
Her statement, I should say. I apologize. In reference to her statement, her talks of what happened to her. You state that she never laughed and giggled about anything pertaining to this situation.
I don't believe I was present during those times.
But are you aware that there were...
Objection, Your Honor. That statement's not been introduced. This witness has said she wasn't present. Now he's trying to introduce parts of that statement without the statement being introduced.
Sustained.
Mr. L., are you aware of any specific cards, credit and debit cards, your mother had?
No.
Do you believe your mother... Based on your opinion, do you believe your mother was telling the full truth?
I withdraw my objection.
You may answer.
Was my mother telling the full truth?
Was your mother telling the truth?
Yes.
Your Honor, that's all I have for this witness.
Can you read your opinion? I'm sorry. Can you cross?
You okay?
Yeah.
Ilsa... Mr. Rilla, I'd like you to talk to us about your mother's demeanor and specifically the pain that she was in between...
Objection, Your Honor. This is a direct cross on my cross-examination. He's going outside the bounds of the examination with the pain and other things. No one...
Overruled...
Sorry, could you repeat that?
I will. I'd like you to describe for us your mother's pain in the last month of her life before she passed away in December. Was she in pain?
Yes, she was in extreme pain.
I'm sorry, could
she... She was in extreme pain.
Objection, Your Honor. Testimonial.
That's what witnesses do, Mr. Young, so...
Testimonial hearsay, Your Honor.
Again, objection is overruled.
After... the assault on November 9th, did she go back to that house at 4300 North Bottom Road, or did she stay somewhere else for a period of time?
She stayed somewhere else for a period of time.
In fact, she didn't even go back to that house until 2.5 weeks later, is that right?
Yes.
She wouldn't go back to that house 2.5 weeks later until you redecorated that house?
Yes.
Until you helped her erase those memories?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have.
Any redirect?
In reference to going back to that house, as Mr. Jones has stated, your mother, she proceeded back to work the very next day. Correct?
Yes.
And as I stated, in reference to going back to that house, where did your mother stay in them 2.5 weeks?
She has a farm in Missouri that she stayed at.
And that would be in Monroe City, Missouri, correct?
Yes.
And your mother traveled to work daily from that farm?
Her husband drove her.
And in reference to not going back to that home, on this night, did they go to the farm?
No.
Do you know where they went?
To a hotel.
And what hotel was that?
Objection, Your Honor, relevance.
how long did they reside at that hotel?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance?
Sustained.
Your Honor, the relevance is...
Objection, Your Honor. The court's ruled.
Objection is sustained.
In 2.5 weeks, do you remember how many nights your mother stayed in Monroe City, Missouri, at that farm?
I do not remember the exact times that she stayed there.
Just an estimate. Half of it? Most of it?
Half, probably, maybe.
And, Your Honor, that's all I have.
Can you recross?
No, Your Honor.
Has been released from a witness subpoena?
I object, Your Honor. I'd potentially call her back
later
today.
Remain available to be recalled as a witness for the remainder of the day. You have another witness, Mr. Young.
Miss Heidi Terrell. Or, excuse me, Miss Heidi Young.
Miss Young, could you state your name for the record?
Heidi Young.
And you are what relation to CL?
I'm her daughter.
And you obviously know what we're here on. In regards to 11-9 of 21, did you have any interaction with 4300 Bottom Road?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for a narrative answer. We need to direct the witness to a particular date, time, and what he wants to have her testify she went to or where.
Objection sustained.
Ms. Young, on 11-9 of 21, did you go to 4300 Bottom Road?
Yes.
Upon arriving there, what did you do?
I waited at the end of the driveway for the police officers to secure the scene before we could go see my mom.
And do you remember approximately how long? Excuse me, I apologize. Do you remember who you were called by?
My sister.
And do you remember the approximate time?
I do not.
Do you remember the time that you may have arisen to?
I do not. I was in a state of shock.
And you arrived to that scene and you waited for the scene to be secured. Did that take quite some time or was it quickly?
It was over an hour. I don't know for sure at the time.
And then you entered or you gained entry into that home after it was secured, correct?
Yes.
Upon entering that home, you entered it with your sister, correct?
And police officers.
Do you recall what police officers then were?
I do not recall.
When you entered the home, what did you observe?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for a narrative answer. We move this along and what he wants her to say that she observed.
I'm not going to lead her, Your Honor.
Well, if we can get a little more specific, I assume you're wanting a specific answer.
When you entered that home, what did you see?
Your Honor, again, if you could direct her, she entered the home. Did she, from the beginning, from the door that was kicked in to where her mother was, what does he want her to talk about what she was seeing?
When you entered...
Make it more specific, I will...
When you entered into the home, you obviously went into... What door did you go into? What door did you enter through?
The one that was kicked in.
The one that was kicked in. And you proceeded on through the foyer or sitting area, as some call it, correct?
We were just told to stay on the floor, not on the carpet. So I was on the floor in the entryway.
And did you eventually enter the home, into the open floor plan of the living room?
I never stepped off the floor. There's a floor in the entryway, and then there's carpeting, and we were not allowed to step on the carpet.
And, Your Honor, you did not step on any carpet?
No.
Your Honor, I'd like to... bring up exhibit number 13. It is labeled couch. However, it shows the floor plan there.
No objection, that's fine.
Defendant's number 13, Mr. Young?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And Ms. Young, you stated you did not enter that door, correct? Up there where the hand is?
I went through the door from the garage.
And that would have been right in this area.
It's down a little ways.
And there's another door here, right here where this hand is. and that is the threshold of the door. Did you pass that threshold?
Yeah, a little bit, but I didn't step on the carpeting.
Okay, so you were here in this area?
Probably, yeah.
And what did you see when you entered and stood in that area?
My mom was sitting on a couch.
Okay, and after that time, do you recall going to the hospital?
Yes.
And who did you go to the hospital with?
My husband and my mother.
And you took your mother to the hospital?
Correct.
At any time in that hospital, what did you do in that hospital?
Sat there and talked to my mother.
And that would have been where at?
At Blessing Hospital ER.
And was that in the waiting room?
No, they take you right into a room.
They took you right into the waiting room. Okay, all right. And do you recall how long it was before the exam started?
I do not.
Were you present for the exam?
Yes.
Your mother, did she bleed a lot?
Yes.
And how much was that?
I couldn't guess.
But it was a lot, would you say?
It was a lot.
And it so much that it went through her clothing, true?
Yes.
You stated in your statement that your mother went back to work the very next day, true?
True.
That was after being violently and brutally assaulted in a sexual manner and physical manner, correct?
She was a survivor.
She was. I do agree. I do agree. Was she throwing down steps?
Objection, Your Honor. Recall for speculation on the part of this witness.
I'll sustain the objection.
You stated that your mother, you stated that you were present during the exam.
Correct.
And do you recall any of the documentation forms that were filled out on behalf of your mother?
I do not. I was more concerned with my mother's well-being.
Yes. You also stated there were rug burns on her knees.
I don't recall.
Was it relayed to you that jewelry was violently ripped off of your mother?
Again, I don't recall. It's been over a year and a half ago.
Your Honor, could I admit the statement by Ms. Heidi Young, or portions of the statement?
Objection, Your Honor. Foundation, hearsay.
Lay the foundation.
Your Honor, these are statements that Ms. Heidi Young made. She claims she does not remember.
You're going to have to lay the foundation through the witness.
Your Honor, there is no foundation to lay. The foundation to lay is in the incorrect. And upon leaving, do you remember what a defendant allegedly did to your mother, as relayed to you?
Objection, Your Honor. If it was as relayed to her, it would be hearsay.
Do you remember?
Sustain the objection.
Do you remember what a defendant did?
What the defendant did? She wasn't there, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Sustained.
Was it relayed to you that someone threw a diaper?
Objection, Your Honor. Hearsay.
Your Honor,
when you're ready with your questions.
Yes, sir.
I finished with the witness.
You go by deputy or investigator.
Thank you for coming.
Sergeant.
No, Your Honor. No questions.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.